Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In case you hadn't noticed, let me let you in on a little secret. There's an election coming up. Oh, you say, that's why my mailbox is sagging under the weight of oversized political postcards, and the ads on TV make it look like I'm watching a nonstop political miniseries. Sorry, I can't do anything about your TV, but I can let you in on a real secret that might save your mailbox and stop your phone from ringing off the hook. It's called absentee voting. Political campaigns are actually tracking your vote. Since all voter information except your actual vote is public information, campaign staffs monitor who's not registered to vote and try to get them registered. Of those who are registered, they track which votes are still in play. Remember, candidates don't have unlimited resources and they don't want to waste money by contacting people who have already voted. With the advent of absentee voting, Election Day is now actually Election Month, and voting begins when absentee ballots are mailed 30 days before the general election. This year, that's around October 9th, a little more than a week from now. In some districts, as many as 75% of the voters will vote absentee. If candidates waited until November to contact voters, most of the votes would already have been cast. That's why you're seeing so much advertising now. That said, it's also an opportunity for you to get off the political target lists. Campaigns actually receive the lists of who is registered to vote absentee, but more than that, they get updated lists that show who's already returned their absentee ballot. This is all public information. If you register to vote absentee and return your ballot immediately, your name is taken off of the target list because your vote is no longer in play. Remember, campaigns don't want to waste money on people who have already voted. If you receive your absentee ballot and let it sit on the counter for a month, you'll continue to receive mail and phone calls. The worst part is that it builds to a crescendo. The closer we get to Election Day, the smaller the pool of uncast ballots becomes, and the louder the clamor becomes for your vote. The people who are hit hardest are the people like me who up until last election refused to vote absentee because I liked the feel of walking into an election booth and actually voting the old-fashioned way. Unfortunately, that meant that my vote was still in play right up until the last minute. On the one hand, it made me feel like a movie star because it seemed everyone in the political world was clamoring for my attention. Unfortunately, it also meant emptying my mailbox with a wheelbarrow, and it seemed that the ringer on our phone was stuck in the on position. Finally, I broke down and registered to vote absentee. Now my ballot arrives a month before Election Day. This year, I'll fill it out and return it immediately and sit back and relax in peace and quiet. I'm off the target list. Now, I just have to watch Tester Reberg ads for the next 30 days. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.